service of worship today. Amen. To remember our veterans. We have a number of you among us, and some of you are still active duty, and we are just so thankful to you for your service to your country today. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. I want to welcome all of you, especially some visitors that we have that are worshiping with us today. We're so very happy to have you, and hope that you feel at home among us and that we welcome you warmly so that you will feel a part of this worship service. We are just ready to worship God this morning with all our heart, mind, and soul. And let us now greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Welcome to Calvary, and especially for any guests that we might have for the first time or guests who are returning. Again, we welcome you to this worship service. And as George so astutely played for us, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us
rejoice
and be
glad
in it. Amen. All right. With enthusiasm. I like that. So we have a couple of announcements this morning. Barbara Hoosie, you have one as well? Great, and that'll be here at the church, right, Barbara? 10 o'clock. All right, okay. And Larry, you have one for us?
Yes. Anybody that knows somebody that needs potatoes or that needs potatoes themselves, please stop by the kitchen on your way out and grab a bag of or two of potatoes. This past week, we were given 130 10-pound bags of potatoes. We handed out 50 at the food bank on Friday. I ended up throwing 14 in the trash because they had rotten potatoes in them. But we have lots of potatoes, so please, please.
And where are those potatoes, Larry?
They're in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
I will be glad to help you
load them up. Right. So if anybody needs potatoes or just wants potatoes, go in the kitchen after service and grab some. Are there any other announcements that were not printed for the good of the order? And our flowers today were given in honor of our veterans by Mert Eppert. And there are several Sundays left on our calendar for this year that are not yet filled in for flowers. So if you have an urge to do that, or if you'd like to donate flowers for a specific service, the sign-up sheet is right back in the corner there on the wall. Let's continue our service with our opening words that can be found on the back of your bulletin. Worship elements on the very back page. Join me with for the opening words, and they can also be found on the screen here behind me. Skies darken and clouds come menacing.
The light of the Lord is Jesus.
The news is full of violence and fear. The world feels threatening and cold.
The light of the Lord is Jesus.
Come, follow Jesus, our Savior, who is our hope.
We follow Jesus, our Savior, who is our hope.
We worship together, growing in the light of the world. In Christ, there is no darkness at all. The light of the world is Jesus. Amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 706, we will sing Soon and Very Soon. Number 883, we will have our affirmation of faith. And we'll all read together. We are not alone.
We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As it was
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk with you about the news. How do we find out news? How do we find out news? What's news? TV, that's a good way we find out news. How else do we find out news? John? Say that again. Newspaper. Newspaper and TV. Those are, that's old school. What's the new way of finding out news? Internet. Internet. And that includes things like our phone, right? What else? It includes our computer, our tablets and laptops. We get news from a bunch of sources. And sometimes the news is good, and sometimes the news is not. Now, can you give me an example of what some good news is? What's an example of some good news? Anybody can think of anything? I was thinking of the New York City Marathon. That ran, what was it, about a week ago or so now. We saw people running in the New York City Marathon. And on my Facebook feed, I saw a friend of mine who has Lou Gehrig's disease. His son was running in the race, the New York Marathon, to raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease. And I thought that was really nice news, that people do things like that. That's really special. Anything else you can think of as good news? What do you think, JT? What's that? Oh, you have, oh, I see, you got something you wanted to share. Yeah, a transformer, all right. Yeah, you might want to keep him safe in your pocket there. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Well, when somebody is born, we have a notice in the paper. When somebody gets married, we have a notice in the paper. And so that's an example of good news. Now, can you give me an example of what might be bad news? What might be bad news that you would hear? Can you think of anything? There's some forest fires that are burning right now around North Carolina, I think. And our district superintendent owns a house up there, so he's quite worried that that fire will burn down his house. And that's kind of an example of bad news. And so we get both good news and bad news. And Jesus says, Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. Whatever the news, God is still in charge. God is still in control. And we trust God. And in fact, God wants us to help him when there is news, especially bad news. What do you think we can do to help God when there's news that makes us scared or unhappy or feel bad? What do you think God wants us to do? Pray, okay. Maybe one of the things we can do is pray for others. Remember that we're called to help others and assist others. So sometimes when there's bad news, that means Christians get going. Christians get to work. And we pray and we help others. And we basically try to do what God asks us to do. But we're not to be afraid. We're not to worry. We're not to get upset about the bad news. All right? Can we bow our heads and have a prayer? Thank you, God, for the gadgets that give us the news. Help us hear the news as an opportunity to share the news of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. They want candy too. In order to sing, they're going to take some candy. We continue to worship our Lord today with the giving of our gifts. Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of tithes and offerings? Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for your many good gifts and pray your blessing upon us that we use the gifts that we bring today for furthering your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Like to do this song for all of our veterans and all the veterans we know.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend us still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless you, USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to L.A., there's pride in stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend us still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget those men that died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand defend us still today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Thank you so much. Especially thanks to our veterans. I appreciate all of you and your service to this country. I want us to go to God in an attitude of prayer, and I want to share with you a couple of the things that I know about that we need to be in prayer for. I mentioned last week we need to pray for Jean's story. She's still undergoing tests, but will have to have surgery, and we will keep you posted on what comes of that, but we are praying for her battle with cancer, just as we have prayed for Lou Beattie's battle with cancer, and she's still fighting her battle as well. I'm grateful that Kitty Fuller is feeling better and getting stronger after three separate episodes of pneumonia in 1 year. We're praying for her. And I am aware that my husband's nephew, Mike Dempsey, passed away in an automobile accident, and we want to remember his family, Joe, and the Dempsey family. And as you know, Rose Wheelhouse passed away last week, and this week Tom Wheelhouse passed away. So we lost both of them within less than 2 weeks. Both of them are gone from us. And so wanted to let you know the service, it will be a double service for them on Saturday the 19th at 10 o'clock at Jacksonville Memory Gardens. And our hearts go out to their family for what they have lost today. And I know there are others that I haven't named, but we will have that opportunity in our prayer time. If you would bow your heads now, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. And hear what God is telling you. In these moments, breathe in God's Spirit. And when you feel called to do so, lift up the name of a person, a place in the world, or a situation in life that you feel needs God's healing touch today, and share that with us and with the Lord. Let us pray. all these prayers for those named and unnamed, for our veterans today, and for all anywhere, O God, who need your healing touch. Be with them. Be with us. Help us to keep our faith strong, that we may better serve you and answer the call to be your people, the body of Christ, for the world. And we pray using the words that you taught us when we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
If you would stand and turn in your hymnals to page 368, we'll sing My Hope Is Built.
Scripture this morning is coming to us from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. And the scripture can be found on the screen behind me here. Beginning with verse 5, 21st chapter of Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. The other day, I had to go across the Buckman Bridge. It was about 7 a.m. in the morning. And you know, I wasn't moving very fast. In fact, I was moving so slow, I could read everybody's bumper stickers. And the one I liked the best was, "Forget world peace. Visualize using your turn signals." And there you go, I thought to myself. Forget the big stuff like visualizing world peace. That's too hard, too unlikely, too big. But I can visualize and actualize using my turn signal. Just do the little things that make life easier for everyone. Who knows? You know, if everybody in Jacksonville started using their turn signals, maybe it could expand to everybody in Florida using their turn signals, and then everybody in the South, and then before you know it, it'll be everybody in the country would use their turn signals. It might be a good start to world peace. At the very least, I know it would reduce our animosity toward our neighbors. Well, I thought about that bumper sticker when I read the scripture passage this week. In the midst of all the big talk about big doings and things coming crashing down, Jesus sprinkles little hints that it's really about the simple behavior asked of us when these things inevitably happen. Now, I know that people get all excited about the prophecy stuff that's in the Bible. All these dire predictions of awful things soon to come. But I think that with what we've gone through during this election, with the fighting going on in places like Syria and still in places like Afghanistan and Iran, and global warming and healthcare debates, and we could go on and on and on. Friends, we have plenty of things to worry about in the present without fretting over the predictions of the Bible. One of the problems that we have with all this stuff that goes on is that these things are so large. They're so unmanageable, and we are so small in comparison. So our temptation, of course, is to throw up our hands in total despair and then just hope against hope that it turns out all right. But I want you to hear today what Jesus says throughout this text. In verse 9, he says, "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified." He also says, "So make up your minds in advance not to prepare your defense, for I will give you words and wisdom. And then not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance," he says, "you will gain your soul." So when we hear these texts, we have a tendency to hear the bad news in them, and I want you to hear today the good news in them, the gospel. Jesus isn't preaching about the future doom and gloom. He's preaching reality. He was not predicting some far-off day in the future. He was talking about the reality of life in Israel. Israel was an occupied country and had been buffeted by war throughout its history, won and lost wars during its entire existence. And Jesus' words remind us of our call as God's children, God's faithful people, the body of Christ in the world, to a life of endurance and patience and faith, even in the midst of everything which is difficult and confusing. We are called to a faith that looks above and beyond our personal circumstance, to the promise of God to hold us and keep us safe forever. Now, I don't think we must forget about world peace, but we must remember that we move toward world peace in small things, in small ways, like remembering to use turn signals. We were kind of laughing about that, but it really might be a good thing to use your turn signal. Now, a few years ago, there was a book called Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. You remember that book when it came out a while back? Well, there's a story in that book about a medieval stonecutter working on a block of stone, building a cathedral. And every day, the man worked on this one piece of stone, day after day, cutting and shaping and polishing one small piece for the cathedral. And a bystander asked him, said, "You know, this stone must be very important. Is it a part of the baptismal font? Is it the base of the pulpit, or maybe it's a part of the altar?" And the stonemason got up wiped his hands, and he led the man around the scaffolding into the cathedral, and he pointed to this obscure corner of the building. And he said, it goes there. And the man was astounded, and he said, you're working so hard on something that nobody will ever see? And the stonecutter smiled, and he said, God will see it. We're not building this cathedral for nobody. We're building it for God. So our gospel lesson is a call to faithful living, to endurance, to hanging in through the tough times, to having faith in the God who has faith in us. It's about building our life into a house for God. And from that, making our congregation a cathedral, a place for God, a place where God rules in every heart. Can we say that today about this cathedral that we're building for God? A place where God's, where Christ's love motivates all actions. A place where we remember that it's about God and not about us. And then we move into the world carrying this ministry, if you will, of cathedral building wherever we go. Building networks of connection that share God's love with those who need it the most. Those who need to hear what we know to be true. Those who are stepped on by war, those who are persecuted by oppression, those rejected by society, those who are left wounded and bleeding outside on the doorstep of life. And it is our call, my friends, to do the little things that open the door so that all may come in and be received into the arms of God's love. This is our call and our task, whatever the times we're in. Be faithful, my friends. Hang in there. And by your endurance, you will save your souls. Amen and amen.
And if you'd stand and look to the screen behind me, we'll sing Give Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Give thanks in the grateful heart.
Well, we do have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. Yes.
And yet it is our call to spread that.
Yes.
And not just to keep it for ourselves, but to let others know. We are called upon to be servants. Servants of the one who came to show us the way, the truth, and the life. That it is through him. So I'm going to ask Andy's forbearance today so that I can say to everybody, don't forget to use your turn signal.
He's been preaching world peace the whole time.
Doesn't matter who says it. Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Amen.
And that's how it starts.
Yes.
So it's not hard to do, my friends. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science. We can do this. But we must keep our eyes focused on him.
Amen.
And not veer off into small squabbles and things that distract. But keep in mind who it is that we're worshiping today. And so I pray for you today that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. The love of God, our heavenly Creator. And the communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you as you leave this place. Go in peace.
Pastor Esther?
Yes.
I've got something to share with all of you, and I just want to share it.
Sure.
As you all know, a lot of you probably already know that Mom and Dad have been referred to do the DNR on Mom. She's not going to get any better. The pulmonary fibrosis is just going to get worse. So I've had to talk with my kids. And this past week, I was talking with Corey. And he said, well, you know what, Mom? I'm a little jealous. And I said, why are you jealous? And he said, because Grandma's going to get to go through our Lord before I do. And it's made it kind of a reality now. But to hear my own children say that, I mean, praise God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Floyd and Marlene, this is now the beginning of a road for them, a path for them, that they know how it goes. But we have faith and trust and know that she will be
with the Lord.
In the arms of the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
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 We give thanks and praise for them.
Amen.
We go in peace.
Get your bag of potatoes.
God bless you.
As you please.